Good morning and welcome to the Lord's house on this Christmas Eve morning. We're delighted that all of you are present to celebrate the presence of the Christ child. We would like to encourage everyone to please sign the registration pad and pass that along, if you will, to your neighbors. And this morning we welcome our children and youth as they will present the nativity for us in place of the sermon. And also, we are grateful for everyone who contributed to the cost of the poinsettias that adorn our sanctuary today through through this morning. And the flyer in your bulletin indicates to whom those poinsettias were given in memory or in honor of. And if you would like to take your poinsettias home as you depart today, please feel free to do so. We will reshuffle the balance of them for the service this evening. In your bulletin flyer, please take note of the announcements for the food pantry drive and the warmth tree collection that will be taking place through January. And if you have family or friends currently serving overseas in the military, please text their names and addresses to Ardith Haynes through Ardith's telephone number that is listed there in your bulletin flyer. And also, the 2024 giving envelopes are available there on the table for those of you who have not picked them up. If you would pick them up, please, that will save us the cost of having to mail them to you. And new church directories are available in the church office. The cost is $10, which simply takes care of the cost of printing. Please also note the flyer and envelope in your bulletin as we receive the Disciple Mission Fund Christmas offering that benefits our Greater Kansas City region. And right after this service, we want to welcome you to go on down to the fellowship hall for a brief time of fellowship. There are donuts and coffee made up. And since we don't have our Sunday school time or other times to visit, just be an opportunity to say hello to everyone before we go about the rest of the task today and tomorrow. And also do remember that we have the traditional candlelight service that will be at 6 o'clock this evening, and for that service time, we'll be continuing on with our series of messages in which we're talking about Migdal Eder. So I think these are all the things we need to lift up, and I call upon Ryan to lead us in our call to worship.
Good morning, everybody. I invite you to stand for the call to worship. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We'll now sing hymn number 125, both stanzas of Come, O Long Expected Jesus.
Child and yet a king, born.
May we pray. Merciful God, on this eve of Christmas Day, how blessed we are to anticipate the arrival of the Christ child. As we lift up songs, prayers, and meditations of praise to your holy name, we are indeed humbled by the truth that you chose to dwell among us in human form, that we may fully know you in a most intimate way. We express our praise and thanksgiving to you, O God, as we also offer this prayer in Christ's name. Amen. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Trying to capture joy is similar to our desperate attempts to catch a fly by wildly reaching out and grasping with our hands toward its fleeting buzz, as we often find in our clenched fist nothing more than empty air. For time and again, we chase after a myriad of entertainment venues, social gatherings, and the acquisition of things, believing that we'll experience joy fulfilled, only to end up in disappointment. On this eve of Christmas Day, as we light all the candles of the Advent wreath, including the fourth candle of joy, and also today the Christ candle in the center of the wreath, we realize that the experience of profound joy actually comes simply by being in the presence of our gracious God in Christ our Lord, so lovingly expressed by the glow of the Christ candle in the center of the wreath. We celebrate as the Steve Miller family comes forward for the lighting of the candles.
Symbolize this year as the candles of hope, peace, and love.
Now may we focus on our attention on the fourth candle, the candle of joy. What overflowing joy must have filled the hearts of the shepherds when they saw the heavenly host and heard that the promised Messiah had been born. This same joy has filled the hearts of generations, and today it fills our very being as the presence of the Christ child lets us all know that God genuinely desires to be fully in the lives of every one of us, his children. For as Christ our Lord reminded his disciples at the Last Supper that their joy was complete in him, John 15:11, we affirm today that our joy is also complete as we embrace the presence of Christ within us.
Now may we focus on the Christ candle. Placed in the center of wreath, this candle helps us remember that Jesus should be at the center of our attention so that his example can be at the center of our lives. From the chaotic and uncertain darkness of sinful alienation from God, the light of Christ's presence transforms our lives and illuminates a living pathway toward the peace and hope that God desires for all of his children. So as we have waited throughout this Advent season with eager expectation, and as we have strived to remain faithful to God's ways, on this eve of Christmas Day, We are indeed filled with joy as we celebrate Christ's presence among us, represented by the glowing light of the center candle, the Christ candle.
We'll now sing hymn number 128, stanzas 4 and 5.
And may we please take a moment to stand and greet our neighbors. As we go to God in prayer, there are a number of people for us to lift up in prayer this morning, if we may. We want to especially lift up Don and Diana Stone. Don is actually scheduled this Wednesday, the 27th, to undergo an aortic heart valve replacement surgery as well as a heart bypass surgery at the same time at North Kansas City Hospital. All of that came up rather suddenly for Don, but as he has mentioned to me, you know that at 86 years of age, this is the first surgeries he's had to go through. So we're just hoping all goes well for him and makes good progress and returns home. Certainly our sympathies extended to Shelley and Steve Taylor and her brother Mike and his family with the passing of their father, Lauren Kirby. The service for Kirby will be this Friday here in the church sanctuary. Visitation is at 12 o'clock noon. The service will be at 1 o'clock, and burial will follow at Terrace Park Cemetery. We do keep in prayer also Bob Maddox, as he will be undergoing aortic valve replacement as well as heart bypass surgery on Tuesday, the 16th of January. And also Ruth Ann Solomon will be having knee surgery on the 8th of January. We also keep in our prayers Amy Roberts and Alan Pipps, Brady Holmes, Edna Williams, Joan Icemont, and Tom Bosworth. And if you've noticed that Carrie is not here with me this morning, that's because she drug home some kind of head cold from school, you know. And with the coughing and everything she's doing, I kind of stayed away. And I certainly thought it was best for her to stay home, right? So you all don't need that either, do you? But may we bow our heads as we go before God's presence in prayer. Merciful and loving God, as our hearts and minds reflect upon Bethlehem, the birthplace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this eve of Christmas Day, we are also mindful that in this year of 2023, the streets of Bethlehem are quiet. The shops, typically filled with pilgrims and tourists, are shuttered. For ever since the 7th of October, less than 50 miles south and west of Bethlehem, yet another war has erupted. More than 20,000 people have been killed, more than 50,000 injured, and more than 1 million have been displaced from their homes and employment. We mourn the great losses, O God, as there are now 9 vicinities across the world where your children are enduring wars and conflicts. We pray for the multitudes who are suffering. We pray for those striving to render aid and comfort. As such tragedies continue to prevail through the centuries, and even in our own time, we wonder, O God, if humanity will ever discover your peace. We remember that during the oppressive and often violent Roman occupation of Palestine, that your Son and our Savior entered into this world in the most humble of ways. As Luke chapter 2, verse 12 tells us, a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. We remember, O God, that Christ's presence among us was an offering of peace. For Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, even as he says to us today, that it is his own peace that he gives us. Help us, O God, as individuals, as communities, as states and nations, and as your children worldwide, to experience and embrace your genuine peace offered by the one who was once the lowly child lying in the manger in Bethlehem. In Christ's name we pray, as we also recite the prayer Jesus teaches us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy and Ryan. Thank you so much. Originally composed more than 700 years ago, the carol we sing for our communion hymn this Christmas Eve is indeed ancient, yet its festive cadence and its imagery inspires us even today. For surely we all believe that Christ our Lord, as a newborn child in the manger, was surely an infant holy, infant lowly, as we realize his bed was merely a cattle stall. And even as we can imagine the oxen lowing and little knowing, we recognize that Christ the babe is Lord of all. In humility and awe before God, we sing this morning's communion hymn, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, and rejoice in the truth that through his sacrifice we are redeemed from sin and privileged to share in the glory of God's eternal realm. For as the last words of each of the last two stanzas simply proclaim to us, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Christ the babe was born for you. We turn to our communion hymn. It's number 163 as we sing both stanzas, please. As we gather at the Lord's table, we again remember those words given to us by the Apostle Paul when he said, "For I received from the Lord the teaching that I pass on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took a piece of bread, gave a prayer of thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in memory of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took a cup, gave thanks to God, and gave it to them, saying, 'This cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Whenever you drink it, do so in memory of me.' And this means that every time you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." May we bow our heads as we are led in prayer by Anna.
Lord, today we prepare for the gift of your son's birth. As we gather here at this table to remember his final earthly gift to us, his sacrifice for our sins, we take these emblems and cherish all the love they represent. Lord, bless these emblems and all who take them. In Jesus' name, amen.
And these are the gifts of God for the people of God. We welcome you to share this morning.
Thank you.
As we receive our tithes and offerings this Christmas Eve, may we be also reminded that our Disciple Mission Fund Christmas Special Offering gives direct financial support to the Greater Kansas City region of the Christian Church, of which our congregation is a part. The regional office, in turn, supports more than 80 congregations throughout the Greater Kansas City metropolitan area. So your gifts and tithes are indeed appreciated, as Kimberly leads us in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the gracious gifts that you have given to us. We are most thankful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we celebrate this day. We ask that you bless these gifts and offerings and help us to use them as you would see fit throughout our congregation and our world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
May we stand? Lord God, we pray this offering is used for your glory now and always. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. And we know it'll take a couple of moments here for everything to be shuffled here on the chancel area to get ready for the children and youth to present their program. So give us a moment, if you will, please.